very rigorous process, but Agent Bass, Michelle Berry, Ed McNeil, and Tim Clark have all gone through that process, and we are proud of them. So those are some things that we're proud of, as well as Jocelyn Sisson. We were just informed this week that she will be presented the Friend of the Gifted Award from the Indiana Association for the Gifted, and that's going to happen December 2nd, so we're proud of her. She didn't make the presentation, but she did let me know that this week. Students that we want to highlight, we had two Indy Star students back-to-back, Anna Gruninger and Kayla Robinson. That's a statewide recognition that they were able to win, and so we're proud of them. We've had students obtain scholarships through our AVID program to the tune of $2,057,380, and that is of today. Wow. Our seniors are raking in scholarship monies and over $2 million, so we're proud of them. We recognize 22 students that were National Merit Finalists and National Recognition Awardees recipients earlier this fall, and we're proud of them as well. We took 29 students to Nashville for fall break for an HBCU tour. They visited Meharry Medical College, Fisk University, Vanderbilt University, and Tennessee State University. Back in the spring, we took 8 students to Hampton University, Norfolk State University, Elizabeth Clay University, North Carolina Central University, and North Carolina A&T University. We plan on taking about 30 to 35 students next spring on a spring break college tour to DC, and we're excited about that. We just are getting plans underway. I want to highlight Carla Sanford, Ms. Hannah Pack, and Mr. Darian Grays for being our sponsors for that trip. Ms. Gates took 49 students to the HBCU Scholarship Fair at Crispus Attucks, a very well-attended and a highly sought-after conference. And tour, we had students get accepted to college on site that day, and you'll meet one of them here in a few minutes. But we were excited and proud of that. Want to highlight our athletic program. 6 out of the 8 championships for the MIC came home to North Central this fall, and so want to highlight. Yeah. Want to highlight boys tennis, girls cross country, boys cross country, girls golf, girls soccer, girls volleyball. They all brought home MIC championships this fall. Everybody likes to talk about football, but we like to talk about it all. So excited for those athletes. Our school has gained some recognition as well. The IHSA has announced and will be hosting the state track and field finals at North Central High School next spring. That's going to be on the same weekend we will host the state tennis meet for our girls. So it'll be a busy week at North Central, but we're happy to highlight our campus and our facilities for the entire state. The track and field state finals have typically been held at IU on their facilities, so for them to bring that championship to us tells us that we're on par with Division I colleges like IU, so we're proud of those, proud of that. Gained $29,000 through our modern apprenticeship program. That is a work-based learning partnership. Ms. Charlene Williams and Christy Korn do a fantastic job heading that up for us, so $29,000 coming back to our school for our hard work, for our students' hard work, and work-based learning. We hosted the Rachel's Challenge this fall, which is a really popular and renowned program for our students to talk about kindness. And the fruits of that is a Friends of Rachel club that has been started to exude and to exhibit kindness throughout our school campus. So we're excited to have them and do some really exciting things from that presentation. Our Performing Arts Department put on Sister Act. Many of you in the audience came to and see that and saw that play, that musical. We were excited about that. And we're just proud of so much at North Central right now. Just wanted to highlight just a few. Moving into equitable achievement, I want to talk about some of the things we're doing on the academic front. This comes from our school improvement plan. But we have worked to utilize at Mental Pathways. This is an opportunity for us to meet the needs of students who are credit deficient. They're able to work at their own pace and really bring in students in the fold that typically have not found much success in traditional the traditional method of school. So at Minim has worked really well for us. We are having an ongoing work to take advantage of some opportunities that the State Department of Education are giving us in the way of locally created pathways. You'll see that our ENL, Performing Arts and Journalism program, will be offering creative ways for students to go through this process. And for every student who goes through, the Perkins funds will reimburse us and award us with monies for all those students that go through that program. Our Indiana College Core opportunity is one that students can take classes at North Central High School and they can transfer to any state college. This effort has been going on for a while, but we've been refining our processes and making sure that we are creative in the ways that we are offering that to our students. It means money in the pockets of our parents because they don't have to pay what they would have to pay if the students were on the college campuses. We are excited for a targeted approach to broadening our reach in higher level classes to our students through our AP, IB, and ACP courses really targeting students and going after the representation of our students and not just serving a niche, but trying to make that something that's school-wide. We also are going to be providing space for our 16A students to work over at True North. This is a touch point for students who have made poor decisions behaviorally. We don't want them to be divorced from our school community. This opportunity gives them a touch point person while they're out so they can help them with their studies. The message there is that even though you're having this consequence, you still belong to us. And when you come back, we want you to be folded right back into our community. Our grade level support teams look at students in our MTSS process, and they're looking at cohorts of students each week to make sure that they are on progress to graduate. We don't want any surprises, and so this process helps us do that. Our school gets better as adults get better, and so we are making sure that our professional development and our professional learning is robust and representative of what the achievement that we want our students to have. We're working specifically on total participation techniques, and some of our executive leadership were in our building this week and they were able to witness that firsthand. And so we want to inspect what we expect there, and we want to have very fine-tuned strategies on how to make sure we get there. We're looking to increase our offerings in our social emotional learning through our homeroom. We've developed a committee to help us finish that work and make sure that it's embedded in our homeroom classes. And so we're excited about that. We have a multi-layer tier of support, again, through our grade level support teams, where they are discussing student progress on a weekly basis. When students are out, we are asking that each student go through a repair conference or a reentry conference with their assistant principal if they've been out for suspension or if they've been sent home to the ones who love them the most. We want them to come back and meet with us before they get back in the classroom, again, to send that message that you belong to us. Want to highlight our committee work. This is something that we've resurrected this year. We have an SEL committee, a social committee, an equity committee, access and opportunity committee, a facets community that's really working closely with our PTO, attendance committee, and a student recognition committee. All teacher-led committees and that are putting their hands to the plow and doing above and beyond to make North Central a better place. I want to talk about some achievement data, some data that shows us that we're on the right path. We have seen an 8% growth in our pass rate for Algebra 1 in Term 1. So the thought there is if more students are passing Algebra 1, then hopefully they'll pass the SAT when it's time for them to take it. So that's something that we're looking at on a regular basis to make sure that more students are being successful in the courses so they can do better on the exams. We have implemented a diagnostic exam through ExactPath to determine where our students are in our math classes, particularly our algebra courses. Again, no surprises. We want to have data to guarantee success and not just wait until that SAT to see how students are going to do. We want to be seeing that on an ongoing basis so we can make interventions along the way for them. You're going to hear a little bit more about this in Dr. Pettigrew's presentation, but we also have data around our discipline that we're proud of. We have decreased out-of-school suspensions by 45% and expulsions by 75% year-to-date, and that's just a testament to the hard work our teachers are doing to build relationships. That doesn't happen on accident, and so we're really proud of that. We'll get to that deeper later on tonight. So yeah, that's a little bit of what we've been doing at 1801 for the first few months of school. Want to recognize a few individuals that are here with us today. Our Social Justice Award recipient today is the president of North Central's Black Student Union. The Black Student Union is an organization, an affinity space that's open to all students, but really focuses on giving our students of color a sense of home, discuss topics that are important to our students. Our leader for Black Student Union is Maria Brookins, and she's here tonight. She's a 3.7 GPA, 4 dual credit classes. She's an entrepreneur, was accepted to Tennessee State, and wants to study wants to be a pediatric therapist in the future, and she's here receiving our Social Justice Award tonight. Beyond parent recognition, I want to ask Coach Diata to come up here and help me. He made a strong plea. President Turner got this a few weeks ago, and I said, let's fold it into this presentation. I'm going to let you honor our parents for today.
Right. Tonight I have the pleasure, first of all, good evening to everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure to come here and attend this meeting and also recognize two exceptional parents, Michael and Erika Gruninger from SACA. They have been parents at North Central for a total, I think, of 7 years under my tenure as the head coach. So they sent 3 kids here at North Central. They have been responsible for uptime to guys are tired. But anyway, responsible for three or four years, Erica has been the booster club president and has been doing heavy lifting, you know, on stage and in the backstage, being a great advocate for students, athletes, coaches, overall. And she has been doing that with Michael. And they have sent us three wonderful kids. Anna Gruninger, Michael Gruninger, and Sophia. Sophia and Anna have both played soccer and have been captains for the North Central Women team. So Anna was voted Indy Star student of the week a few weeks ago. What Erika has done with Michael is to be relentlessly looking for solutions. There are people who don't see problems, they see solutions. And we look good. As coaches, these girls make us look great. But these parents also make us look great. And wherever we go, we are admired by the way we look, you know, the way we dress, the way we conduct ourselves. That's happening because some people have been shaping these kids. When they come, we don't have much to do. So really, we should be the one thanking them because they make us look great. And Erica, I cannot thank her enough, because any time something was in the horizon, she would get there and find a solution before even it gets to us. She has done way more than what she was called for, and we really appreciate that. I was joking the other day saying, can you adopt another girl so that you can stay? So that's what they have been doing, and they have done a great job with the Paul Logan Foundation organizing us every year around Labor Day, collecting, raising money, funds to help athletes at North Central who want to participate but don't always have the means. So that's just one of the things that she has been doing. Great advocate, great partner of school, make us really proud to be in this district and be part of this. And I wanted to make sure that we hear that, because district has great parents who do a wonderful job, and that needs to be highlighted.
And lastly, our supportive partnership recognition goes to Indie Love on a Leash. We have some very special guests with us that I want to bring up. Jill and Coco, Carol Robinson and Rico, Mary Ann is here. Yeah, we know Jack and Rico don't get along, so. Is Janice and Brian here?
Yes.
Very good. Want to give a big shout out to Love on a Leash. Miss Shannon is here as well. She works really closely to them, and we just appreciate what they do for us. They come weekly and help our students in a lot of ways. This is why Jack couldn't come today.
Thank you, President Turner. As you know, we are about 75% completion with all of our construction projects, which is a really exciting space to be in, but the entire update from our construction leadership team is in your board docs, along with an updated total construction budget for your review. We also have the continued board signups for all of our school visits. Thank you to the board members who were able to attend the North Central visit on Monday and construction tour. And then I included an article from Chalkbeat that highlighted some of our students and staff. And last on my announcement list, I spent time in classrooms yesterday. I just cleared the schedule and went, because it's hard to do sometimes. And then today I was invited to speak to a group of students at North Central. And I just wanted to share, I know you feel it when you go on the school visits. I feel it every time I go into schools. We have amazing staff and students in Washington Township Schools. And so I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate all of our students who come to school every single day amidst a wide range of complexities and challenges, including our staff who give wraparound supports to them so that they are successful. So just proud to be a superintendent of such an amazing school district.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now comes the time in our meeting for comments from the public. If there are members of the public, now's your chance to come to the podium to speak. One of the things that I did not mention earlier is we now would like folks to sign in when they come in, and I did not mention that earlier. So if you did not sign in, please sign in when you're done so that we have record of who you are. The other piece just to throw up here for you is that the duration is 3 minutes per person to speak. The board members will not respond to your, either if you have questions or a request. Doesn't mean we won't respond as a district, we just don't do it during this time of the meeting. And no participant may speak on the same topic more than once until everyone has been heard. When you come to the podium, which you are, please state your name and your address. And then we will start the process, so thank you.
My name is Matt Winston. I live at 332 East 91st Street. I'm the president of the College Commons Neighborhood Association, which is located between 91st Street and 96th Street, and from Pennsylvania to College Avenue. And I'm here to thank the board for using common sense and redistricting Northview Middle School to include our neighborhood, which is located across the street from the new Northview Middle School from its previous districting, sending our students across the district to Eastwood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Erin Smith. My address is 819 Forest Boulevard South Drive. And I'm representing the neighborhood of Wincombe. We are a proud Willow Lake District family that has spent many hours volunteering for the PTO, and supporting the DLI program that we richly enjoy and love so much. We're speaking out, hoping that the board will take up interest in maybe rethinking the redistricting of our area and adjacent areas. We have many people who move into the district for this program, and it's continued busing for this program to succeed over there at Willow Lake. And we want to continue to improve the diversity there with the current boundaries that are in place, and without the busing that will be available to potentially people coming in. I know there's a lot of concern that there will be an out of district or in district transfer rate that will take up for this. However, there's many in our neighborhood who have little ones who have moved in hoping that they would be in this program, and are now told that will be an in district transfer with no busing. This is a big concern for people who moved into our district for this program. We enjoy the program very, very much, and we hope that the board will look at this. I did send an email to everyone on the board today, and including the new incoming superintendent as well. Please look at it. There's a lot of concerns in there, and even some suggestions that might be beneficial to more people. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Next.
I'm speaking on the same topic, so did you say I need to let others?
No. Just once you speak on the topic, let everybody else speak before you come back. Yes.
All right. Well, my name is Elizabeth Hathaway, and I live at 720 East 81st Street. So I'm also in the Wincombe neighborhood, and was just wanting to voice some of my concerns with the redistricting plan as well. I appreciated that the plan kind of outlined why the changes were being made and what rationale went into things. On a personal level, so my family moved to Wincombe less than a year ago, specifically because of being in Boundary for the DLI program. So I have a third grader at Willow Lake and a kindergartner, both in the DLI program. Previously, my son had been at a Spanish immersion program through IPS. But we had felt like a weakness. I mean, overall, we had a positive experience with IPS, but I think a weakness for us had been that on our street, every child went to a different school, and we really wanted to have more of a neighborhood school feel. So we had thought out Wincombe Park because we were in Boundary for DLI. So on a personal level, I'm disappointed, but I recognize that's not what's driving the decision. In terms of things that are more broadly applicable, I wanted to comment the new boundaries for Willow Lake are so small. They struck me as likely very socioeconomically homogenous, and I worried about how that aligned with the diversity goals that were stated. And I also worried that with those small boundaries, there would be a socioeconomic disparity between the DLI program and the non-DLI classes. I also wanted to clarify, I couldn't tell from the slides long-term, it sounded like the children from Wincombe or other areas still in DLI would be grandfathered in for busing. I could not tell whether that would continue through middle school because that programming does not exist yet. But if the busing would not be provided, I worry about the stability of the DLI program long term as it's trying to expand into the middle school, because we would be looking at having one child at elementary school and one child at middle school with a much later start time when we have our in-boundary middle school right up the street. I think that would be, myself and my husband work, and that would be very, very challenging. I just worry about the DLI program stability in the later grades. So, thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, this is Leah Sutter. I live at 1544 McCullough Court. And I'm coming at this from the middle school perspective, sorry. I have current seventh grade students at Northview Middle School. Adolescence is a tricky time. After three different elementary schools, we were already redistricted once in elementary. And I feel like they've really made some strong bonds with music teachers, with coaches, finally making some friends. And I'm really stressing out over feeling they would be in four buildings in 4 years. Old Northview, New Northview, moved to West Lane, and then North Central. And I think that's really asking a lot for kids coming out of COVID and building construction and all that disruption in their life that they've already had. They're proud to be at Northview. They hear Mr. Hakeem say every day, it's a great day to be a Falcon. They'd like to finish middle school at Northview. So I would like to see the eighth graders be able to be grandfathered into staying into their current school. If you can't do that, I would like for us to at least be able to apply for limited choice. I know there's a lot of out-of-district students, and I think I'm asking that maybe the in-district students be given consideration over the kids coming from out-of-district. I did also write it all down. I'm very nervous to stand up and speak, but I have to speak up for my voice for eighth grade next year. So,
did I miss anything? Hi, I'm Jennifer Pincher, neighbor, 1607 McCullough Court, 79th and Ditch area. So, a lot of the same points. They said it's 3%, and then it's just 1 year. Our kids are going into eighth grade next year, so I'm like, well, it's just 3%. We fought with this referendum to get this, the schools and everything, and now I feel like there's limited choice. There's a lot of students coming in from IPS and Broad Ripple and everything, and I understand that. But now our kids are we going to be able to have limited choice to go to stay where they're at, Northview? We want to finish it out. It's just 3%, and the email was sent out to everybody, in eighth grade they had more opportunities to build friendships and things, but it can also be very devastating, and change is about life, life is about change, so we get that, but that 3%, why can't there be a survey sent out to ask who was willing to go from Northview in that new districting that you're proposing, who is willing to go be on the bus, and who's willing to drive our kids? So a big handful of us are willing to drive our kids. We don't need the bus. And we have that opportunity to see what that survey shows, or who's willing to just use the bus and go to West Lane. So same, our kids are very involved in the musicals and sports and the teachers and volleyball. They don't they don't have the musicals, I don't believe, at West Lane. So I would probably have to drive her to keep her doing that. But I think it is a big deal, 3%. It's just 3%, but it's a big deal. Thank you.
And thank you.
Next.
Hi, Ann Williamson Wolf, 7738 Harcourt Springs Drive. And my daughter is a sixth grader at Northview, and we're in the same boat. We transferred to Willow the last time redistricting happened, pulling my then fifth grader out of the school she'd been going to since kindergarten. Her sister had just finished kindergarten, and she was really looking forward to going to Northview with her sister, or not with her, so I mean, and following in the steps of her sister Crow, all kinds of great stories. She was looking forward to having some of the same teachers. I know it's not always consistent because staff turnover, but she was really looking forward to it. She's making new friends, and she was really nervous about starting middle school, of making sure the classes were done. We did two tours of the school to make sure that she was confident. And now you guys want to rip her out of that school, send her to a different school that she's never set foot in. Yeah, it may technically be a little bit closer, but all of her friends are right now at Northview. So now, and they've talked about eighth graders, maybe grandfathering in, but what about the current sixth graders who, again, with redistricting when Willow first opened, now they're getting redistricted again. So that's two redistrictings before they start high school, that they're not getting comparative educations to their siblings because they're going to different schools from their siblings. And they're gonna have to start over and make new friends. Yes, they'll have some leftover friends from Willow, but they're making middle school friends. And they're going to have to relearn a whole new building at a time where they're very insecure. And to make them start over again in a new, strange environment where they don't know. And we know the staff at Northview. Mr. Hakeem is physically present every morning. We know the band director because, again, her sister was there. Her sister's a sophomore right now. So she wants to follow in her sister's footsteps. It's not fair to deny, again, that 3% is all well and good unless you're part of that 3% being told that you can't have what your older siblings had.
Thank you. And just as an FYI for those that may not have gone through our entire agenda for tonight, I know it's the last item, but this topic is the last item under information items tonight, so if you can stick around, it'd be a good time to hear more information on that. Is that all members of the public that would like to speak?
Hi, I'm Adrian Stocks. I live at 7759 Parkmore Court. I'm a seventh grader at Northview, so she would be redistricted to West Lane next year. And I read this slideshow. I understood the reasons for the redistricting, and I agree with a lot of them. However, my child was districted to Northview to begin her middle school career, and that's where she would like to finish it. She's gotten to know the teachers, and the teachers have gotten to know her. She's made friends, she plays sports, she is looking forward to the Washington, D.C. trip with her eighth grade classmates. She's looking forward to the eighth grade dance. She's looking forward to a lot of things that I don't think are being the little things that I don't think are getting taken into account when people are considering just the 3% of the students that are affected. While it's only 3% affected, their middle school career will look a lot different than the rest of their peers. So only 3% of kids will have a different middle school experience. And that doesn't really seem fair. Again, I understand the redistricting needs, but I don't understand why our eighth graders wouldn't be grandfathered in, and fifth graders, and if that's not possible, why limited choice would be taken away at the same time you're doing the redistricting? Perhaps it could happen later that limited choice is taken away. Perhaps it could happen, you let them know that the boundaries are gonna get changed, get them used to the new boundaries, and then take away limited choice, but to do it all at once seems like you're taking away the freedom of our kids' choice of an education. And
that doesn't really seem fair. And that's what's not sitting well with me. Not the redistricting, but the ripping away the choice from our students. So I just hope that that gets taken into account.
Thank you.
One more.
My name is Renee McIntyre, and I live at 7817 Northeast Lane. And I have a granddaughter that goes to Northview. And she's been in Northview since the sixth grade. I'm very much about this. The teenage years are sensitive years. She's been there since sixth grade. She knows the teachers. She's in choir. She's in different sports and different programs. And I feel that the eighth graders, once going into the eighth grade this year, that potentially grandfathered into staying at this Northview. Because, like I said, teenage years is this is sensitive years. You know, I don't want to disrupt their lives. They just need to have something secure and be able to be feel protected and just know that they are where they started this, they started school at. And I feel that redistricting them right at that at this time would not be good for them. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Danielle. I live at 1547 McCullough Court, and I'm here to support my neighbors. I've had three children who go through Harcourt. I mean, not Harcourt, I'm sorry. That's what you know, I'm from Harcourt. born and raised here, Washington Township. I went through it. I have a daughter who's at IU, went through the, you know, through Washington Township. I have an eighth grader at Northview, and I do have a fifth grader at Willow Lake. And she will be, she's the first of the DLI that started. So no one can tell me what is going on as far as what middle school, but I've heard it is gonna be Westland, which if that's what it has to be, that's what it has to be. But I'm here to advocate for the seventh graders, the sixth graders, that they have a choice. We're taxpayers, we pay good taxes in Washington Township. And I just feel like we should have the first choice of our kids staying and where they want to go. And if we're able to bus them or transport them, I feel like we should have that choice.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, I will move on to the next agenda item. Next item on the agenda is approval of the consent agenda. Dr. Taylor.
Thank you, President Turner, Dr. Woodson, members of the board. I recommend that you approve the consent agenda for this evening's meeting. The consent agenda includes approval of the minutes of the October 16, 2024 board meeting and the October 16, 2024 special meeting and the memorandum of the November 6, 2024 executive session. Also seeking approval of two payroll calculation summary reports, a claims docket in the amount of $11,460,096.60, one special personnel item in accordance with Indiana Code 20-26-5-11.2, a human resources report containing for classified personnel 19 new hires, numbers 110 through 128, 17 resignations, numbers 50 through 66, one retirement, number 5, three leaves, numbers 1 through 3, and then for certified personnel, that's 7 new appointments, numbers 88 through 94, two resignations, number 169 and 170, and then 5 maternity child rearing adoptions, numbers 34 through 38. There is one non-competitive grant this evening. That's the Simon Youth Foundation Capacity Building Grant. That's in the amount of $5,500. And one donation to present for board approval. And that information has been provided in your board packet for review. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions, board? Mr. Finzel or Ms. George Davis, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Finzel?
No questions. Having a little trouble there unmuting, sorry.
That's okay. Just want to make sure. Entertain a motion.
If there are no further questions, Mr. President, I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented by Dr. Taylor.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. Ms. Fry?
Aye.
Ms. Horst Kruger?
Aye.
Mrs. George Davis?
Aye.
Mr. Pinsel?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda are our action items. First action item is approval of resolution to authorize supplemental pay for teachers, Dr. Kaiser.
Thank you, Dr. Woodson, President Turner, members of the board. I come to you tonight seeking your approval of a resolution to authorize supplemental pay for teachers. In November of 2023, the board approved a two-year agreement with the Washington Township Education Association for the first time in 20 years. That agreement included a base salary increase for all eligible teachers of $2,000 and a one-time stipend to all eligible teachers in the amount of $1,000. However, that agreement also included a clause that would reopen the contract for bargaining of salary and wages for the 2024 bargaining season in the event that our ADM count of students from fall 2024 was less than 10,476 or more than 10,626 students. The ADM for fall 2024 rose to 11,160 students. So the administration and the Washington Township Education Association met recently to determine how best to use the increased funding generated by these new enrollees to recognize the hard work and the dedication of teachers in Washington Township. I am pleased to share that as a result of our collaboration, we have a resolution for teacher compensation to present for board approval this evening that is substantially more than what we agreed to last year. I'd also like to point out that this is the first time that I'm aware of that this will be approved via a board resolution, which is a testimony to the trust and the spirit of collaboration that exists between the administration and the Washington Township Education Association. I'd further like to point out that these increased raises continue a trend of strong increases for Washington Township teachers over the last 7 years. As you can see from your board documents, our teachers who have been with us over that span have seen their compensation increase by $20,000 or more in that time. And our starting teacher salary has increased by 24% in that window. We know there's been a great deal of talk about the need to increase teacher salaries in the state of Indiana. And we are proud that here in Washington Township, we are making that a reality. Therefore, I request that you approve the resolution for teacher supplemental pay in your board documents for this evening that includes a total base salary increase of $4,000.00 for the 2024-2025 contract year for all eligible Washington Township teachers retroactively applied effective July 1st of 2024. This base salary increase equates to an approximate 6.5% increase for the average teacher salary. Additionally, eligible Washington Township teachers who are employed with Washington Township schools on the date that the stipend is paid would also receive a total one-time stipend of $1,300.00 for the 2024-25 contract year. This stipend will be prorated for part-time teachers, and payment of the stipend will be made on or before the start of Washington Township School's winter break. The stipend, together with the base salary increase, equates to a total compensation increase in excess of 8.5% for the average teacher. I'm pleased to share once again these base salary increases and one-time stipends come along with no increase to the cost of health, dental, or vision insurance premiums for 2025. Again, we have not seen these rates rise in the last 7 years. This concludes my presentation of the resolution, and I'm pleased to answer any questions the board may have.
Board have questions? Mr. Fensel, Mrs. George Davis?
No questions.
No questions.
I'll entertain a motion.
If there are no further questions, I move that we approve the resolution to offer a supplemental.
I'll happily second.
Be Before we move to the vote, I just have to say that because this is the one time, even though it's supplemental, that I typically abstain from voting since my wife's in the district, my teacher's in the district, but that does not mean I don't approve. So I will call the vote. Ms. Fry?
Aye.
Mrs. Horst Krueger?
Aye.
Mrs. George Davis?
Aye.
Mr. Fensel?
Aye.
And then I abstain. So the motion carries 4 ayes and 1 abstention. So the motion carries. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is another resolution, the approval resolution for 2024-2025 administrator and classified staff compensation. It says Dr. Kaiser, but it's not.
It's written to our Assistant Director of Human Resources, Ms. Shaw.
Yes, exactly.
Good evening. Dr. Woodson, President Turner, members of the board, to you this evening seeking approval of the resolution for administrators and classified compensation. As Dr. Kaiser shared, we are proud of the work that we have done to increase the compensation for teachers over the last 7 years, and we equally are pleased to share that our administrators and classified staff have received increases in alignment with our teachers over that same life span. As you can see from the documents provided to you this evening, administrators have received increases in amounts very similar to those of teachers and classified staff who have been with the township since 2018, have seen their salary or hourly rates increased by 20% over more than that span of time. We know how important these staffs are to the success and well-being of our students, and we are very proud of the work that we have done to increase compensation to our employees. Additionally, our administrators and classified staff have seen no increase in the cost of premiums for health, dental, and vision coverage during the 7 year span, and there will not be an increase in these premiums for 2025. I'd also like to thank the board once again for our approval of our calendar and our benefit adjustments this past summer that provided paid holidays, additional retirement accounts, and increased paid time off for many classified employees that had not received them in the past. Specifically, the resolution that I bring forward for your approval tonight includes, number one, as we've seen in the past, approval of the attached 2024-25 performance-based compensation plan for eligible certificated administrators. Number two, approval of an increase of a pro rata adjusted base salary increase in an amount equal to the teacher's fixed dollar amount of $4,000 divided by those teachers' standard number of contract days, which is 185 days, multiplied by the applicable days used to calculate the administrator's respective daily rate for the 2024-25 contract year. Approval of an increase of a pro rata adjusted one-time stipend in the amount of equal to the teacher's one-time stipend of $1,300. That would be divided also by the standard number of contract days, which is 185 days, multiplied by the applicable days used to calculate the administrator's respective daily rate for the 24-25 year. Approval of reduced pro rata adjusted base salary increases for those administrators whose annual working days were reduced for the 24-25 school year, detailed in that employee reclassification memo, which is, you should see in Exhibit B, incorporated in the paperwork that you have this evening. Approval of a 4% increase to the hourly wage rate of base salary retroactive to July 1st to all eligible classified employees. An increase to the minimum hourly rate for any classified hourly employees whose current hourly rate is below the minimum hourly rate for their position. Number seven, approval of a one-time stipend of $500 to all eligible classified employees for the 24-25 school year. Number eight, approval of a one-time stipend of $600 to all eligible classified employees paid on the bus driver paid scale for the 24-25 school year. Number nine, approval of annual milestone bonuses to be paid in 2024.